Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Do you guys remember what the question of the day is for today? Yesterday I said it was going to be the question today. It was inspired from the talk we were having about the dad issues for what would DZ do. And I said, is a text okay when apologizing? No, but really. And I said, you know what? I'm going to ask this tomorrow on the question of the day. Because some of you guys yesterday, what would DZ do? There was a man who wrote in. He was upset. His son had not called him on Father's Day. And he was like, I know we have issues, but I didn't think it was this bad. My son didn't even call me on Father's Day. So somebody said, text him. And I said, can you really text an apology? Because I've done it. But it has not been for anything serious. Maybe it has. I don't know. I guess now that I'm thinking about some of my family issues, can you text an apology? Like, seriously, is that an acceptable form? Because we text so much now, and the written word can be a beautiful thing, okay? It really can be. I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm torn on this. I feel like 10 years ago, if you had said a text was okay to apologize, I would be like, you're out of your mind. But now we text so much. I'm not so sure. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hey there. Hey, my friend.
Ah, just who I needed. First thing in the morning. Hi, Saucy Sandra.
Oh, happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. That's the only way we can spell it correctly.
Yes. That's sad.
All right. So, Saucy, this came up during What Would DZ Do yesterday. And seriously, can you...
I remember.
Yeah. Can you apologize with a text? Is that acceptable?
It depends on the severity.
Ah, okay. So how severe then? What are we talking here? Are we talking... You know what I'm saying?
You know, if it's something that's really, really hurtful, mm-hmm. No, you cannot.
But see, Saucy, what's hurtful is relative. See what I'm saying? Some people get cheated on. It destroys their whole life. Some people get cheated on and they don't even blink. I mean, it just depends. You know, some people get into an accident and they're traumatized. Some people aren't, you know?
You have to have the hard conversations, though. Yeah. That's mm-hmm. the thing. You have to have conversations with some mm-hmm. of the apologies that you're having. Otherwise, text. You can put a tone to somebody's text.
Well, or you can make up a tone, which is the other problem.
That's the other problem. You make the tone up, and then you're like, oh, really? That wasn't a real apology at all.
Right. Like, for example, if I said to you, Saucy, I'm sorry I took your hairspray, and all you read it as, I'm sorry I took your hairspray.
Sorry I took your hairspray. Sorry you were so
insensitive. That's just or it's sensitive. That's hysterical. All right, Saucy. So you're saying depends on the severity. All right. I appreciate you. All right. We'll talk to you later, Saucy.
Much
have a good day.
Bye. You too. Bye.
We'll keep going to the phones. You can text 414-533-1037. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Let's go. It's Mike from Racine.
Mike, look at you on a roll. Is this day two or day three? You're on fire.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Wait. Two. This is day two.
Yeah, day two.
You're
day
back
two.
Again. You're going to get your own theme song. I feel it.
I'm gonna keep trying.
Well, Mike, can you apologize with a text message? Seriously. Because some people, I would be so hurt if they tried to apologize on a text, and some I'd rather them apologize on a text, really.
Yeah, I think the same. But mm-hmm. I think a text is okay for an apology.
Okay, okay.
And
go on.
Like maybe you'll see that person like later in the day, but mm-hmm. like if you're thinking about it and you know you should apologize, then you should at least send them like a nice little apology, and mm-hmm. then you'll see them later and mm-hmm. do it again.
Well, and some people aren't very good at talking. Some people prefer, you know, to text or write things. Daryl in Racine texted, and he said a text apology is fine, pending who it is. If it's someone you yeah. truly care about, a call is in order. Oh, okay. So now you got to okay, call. Yeah, that's fair, I guess. If you have a real good relationship, maybe it's a call. Okay.
That's true, too. And I mean, some people like it. Some people like it don't even matter.
Well, I was going to say.
So it's like.
Some people could care less. Yeah.
Yeah. We out.
You're never going to get the apology. All right. Thanks, Mike. Yeah. We appreciate you. I'll talk to you tomorrow for day three. You're getting there awesome. Towards your theme song. All right.
Awesome. Thank
Bye.
You. Have a good day.
You too. You guys are so fun. I love it when we get new people trying to get their own theme songs. All right. Call us or text, because the question of the day is it okay to apologize over a text message? I mean, I might blow some people's mind by saying you could talk about it. You could actually talk in person, but I feel like we're so far past any kind of confrontation in this world. Most people, they would prefer to text. So
your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So the question of the day was inspired by what would DZ do yesterday when we were talking about apologizing over a text. And I said, I don't know if that's okay. But Sherry in Caledonia texted in. She said, I agree with Saucy Sandra, who just called in. Depends on severity. Texting has become such the norm and so much easier for people these days. And I agree. Texting would have been weird maybe 10 years ago, but it's really not weird anymore to communicate with people. It's not so impersonal anymore. Let's go to the phones. She called 5 days in a row. She already got her own theme song. My girl, Kelly in Sussex. Ah, good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Okay, can you apologize over a text? That is the question of the day. Oh, she said it with her chest. Go on.
Yes, it has to be in person because, I mean, depending on the severity, it has to be in person because things don't get conveyed properly over text message.
Yeah. It's the tone. You read the tone however you want.
You have to hear sincerity in someone's voice.
Mm-hmm. And if someone's not ready, this is the other thing. You could apologize for something. Think about this. And they can be like, it's okay. But really, the other person isn't there yet. But you don't know that because you're conveying it over a text. So this is the problem I've had where, let's say someone apologizes to me. I'll just make up a scenario and I go, no prop, because I just don't want to talk about it. And then I see him in person, I'm still mad, right? Because we didn't talk it out. We didn't talk on the phone. We just sent this kind of text, and then it's awkward in person. Like, that doesn't work either. So that's where the texting apology doesn't work for me. It's got to be clear, you know?
Yeah.
And it's got to be minor. Mm-hmm. All right, Kelly. She says, no, you cannot text to apologize. All right, girl. Thank you for calling. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Carl's in Indy this morning listening. Well, you're not in Indy. Are you in Indy or in Wisconsin, Carl?
I'm still in Wisconsin.
Ah, we can still listen on the Odyssey app, though. Carl, good morning.
Morning, morning.
Buenos dias. All right, Carl. Can you apologize over a text?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter if actually you don't have to apologize. Actually, you do need to apologize over a text.
I thought you were going to say you don't have to apologize, period. And I was like, now we're getting somewhere.
I mean, I'm just saying is you can just apologize in any form of communication.
True.
It doesn't really matter.
Well, it does matter, though, Carl. That's what I'm getting at. Texting is not okay for some people. You could apologize by renting a blimp for all I care and having a plane go across the sky with a banner that says, I'm sorry. You could, but does it work? I mean, that kind of sounded cool, actually.
Carl,
I need you to rent a plane if you ever make us upset so we can have a I'm sorry across Bradford Beach. Does that sound like a deal?
Maybe. But my mom was asking me who I was calling this morning.
Wait, she was? She was?
Yeah, she's in the living room right now.
Nice.
And And she was wondering who I was calling, and I said, well, I'm just calling the singles hotline.
You told your mom that, Carl, and what, did she believe you? She did not.
No, she did not, but I was calling Allie and Dee Dee instead.
Do you want me to talk to her and pretend like I'm a single woman you called? Because I'll do that for you.
I don't think she would appreciate that.
She would not. Carl, I would never do that to your mom. All right, Carl, thanks for calling. Love you.
Love you, Allie.
Mwah. By the way, I'm adding a kiss to that. By the way, whoever texted in all the men saying it's fine, LMAO, everyone's laughing at how the dudes are like, it's fine, it's fine.
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Uh-oh, somebody has trust issues, DZ, and we have to help them out today.
Get over it. Get over it and bye. Next.
Look, I don't go to therapy. I don't go to therapy and still talk about dudes from 7 years ago for no reason, okay? Sometimes trust issues last, okay?
Honestly, you're really right about it. But where's the trust issue coming from in this scenario? Because everybody's different.
Everybody is different. This is actually really funny, kind of, I guess. It's funny because we're not in the situation, but it would not be funny if we were in it.
Ain't that normally how it goes? Yes. Like, it's hilarious because it ain't me.
Somebody said, hey, DZ, I met a new guy, but he has an identical twin, and it's weirding me out. It's giving me trust issues. Hear her out. She said, I don't know if I can continue dating this guy. He loves to tell me stories about how his twin and himself playing tricks on people. He told me they even tricked a girlfriend in high school. Ha ha, ha ha.
Okay,
Fake ha ha there. Nothing happened, though. No kissing or affection before she found out. But it still bothers me that they would even try something like this. I have total trust issues now, and I don't know if I want to date an identical twin. What should I do? This honestly would give me the creeps. If they were too identical? Have you ever seen I don't know. What?
Yeah, I can't remember of like these twins. They're, so for a moment, my algorithm was pumping like twin
couples,
twin content.
Or twin brothers or sisters?
It both. There was this set of sisters that were both married to separate dudes, and they would swap places and see which husband would figure it out first. And it was like a series. I don't remember because I never followed them. It just kept popping up in my algorithm. But recently, seen these dudes that one of them's married, and then I think they're triplets. Actually,
wait,
they're like triplets, and they will constantly.
I got in the triplet talk algorithm too.
Did you get in the triplet talk?
I don't know how I ended up with these guys in my algorithm, but I know who you're talking about. And they
trick
people.
Too many likes. They were tricking people, and more so their wives,
so
about
up.
Them like faking like who's them. And the wife was great at it. She'd be like, nope, you're not Chad, you're Brad. Nope, you're Thad, right?
Well,
like it was cool.
You know,
and it was
me.
Funny because it was content.
It was, yes, but
this don't feel like content.
This does not feel like no.
They're not influencers.
And the people you're talking about, honestly, it wouldn't surprise me if they were in on it. If you want me to,
come on now.
If you start getting that many views on any kind
and
of
traction,
social, you're making
you got to get everybody involved.
You're making a lot of money. So if
you
continue those videos, whether you have to fake them. That's why I got trust issues with the
Fair
internet, because you and I
Fair
both
enough.
Know how this works.
If you start, how a lot of these
you have
work.
To then follow that algorithm. So now they're chasing the triplet talk. But I digress. About I'm stating the obvious about social media right now. So would you date a identical? I mean, I know you're married, but I don't know if I could date an No, let's pretend I could never date an identical twin.
All my wife's sisters look like each other. I'm dating quadruplets anyway, man.
No, they do. Okay, wait. No, they do look alike, but not identical. So
no, they're not.
They look far enough alike that they don't. That it's not icky, right?
You could just tell they're sisters, though, for sure.
But,
you could definitely tell everybody's related.
Yeah, but you remember when I was married and I told you I put on a dark-haired wig for Halloween to be Cleopatra, and my ex goes, "You look like your sister. Take it off. You're weirding me out." Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's your sister-in-law, right? So you don't want it icky.
Right.
Imagine if
obviously that's my sister.
Imagine if they were twins now, and that's still your sister-in-law, and it's
not
so funny anymore.
Having you're turning every corner, like, oh,
walk into the kitchen, you grab her from behind, you realize it's the wrong sister, I die.
There was a whole trend where that happened, and a bunch of dudes, and men and women, both all fell for it because there was this triplet twin talk that everybody got thrown into. If you weren't, then you were lucky because that was a time on the internet.
Really?
But, as funny as it'd be, as pranky as I am, yeah, as jokey as I like to be with my loved one, if you were a twin, I think there would be a boundary there for me, right?
Same.
I'd also look for cues that give it away, because you got to know your person. And I know they're twins, mm-hmm, but that's also your person.
Yeah. This is
weird.
I don't think I could do it. You know what? Let's go to the phone. Screw it. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Heather from Shorewood.
Oh, Heather, good morning.
Good morning.
Some tells me Heather's got experience with twins. I just feel it.
I actually did date an identical twin, but they didn't pull that.
How do you know?
That's what I was going to say. You don't know that they didn't pull that. You might have slept with both brothers for all you know.
One had long hair, one had short hair.
Oh, okay. You can't fake that.
You ever heard of wigs? You ever heard of extensions? You ever heard of hair transplants?
She said I could pull a wig. Now we know Heather's a hair puller. Get out of here. Bye, Heather.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So she's dating an identical twin, and it's giving her the creeps because they like to play tricks on people. So she's weirded out by the whole thing.
Do they still now, though? Did they? Because it sounded like they were just recounting stories of their childhood, and maybe they've grown up now, right?
Maybe. Well, maybe. Danielle is in Milwaukee, and she says she has an interesting spin for us on if you can date an identical twin without having trust issues. Hi, Danielle. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I have two sets of twin sisters. They aren't identical, but people think they are.
Oh, okay.
You can tell them apart.
Right. Mm-hmm. The family can tell them apart, but other people can't.
With them my whole life. They've never played those games. But my advice for her is, a good friend of mine always says, stupid games get stupid prizes. If you guys want to play a trick on me and I end up with the other brother, guess what? It's a stupid prize you get.
She said flip for flip.
I slept with your brother, now what?
And guess what? He did it too.
There have been a lot of times where I've dated a guy and then I meet their friend or their family member, and I'm like, oh my God, why didn't I meet you first?
You meet the homie before the cutie.
Danielle, you're not supposed to say that out loud.
All your friends.
She said it. She's 10 toes. She said, now I want to meet all of your friends. Oh, Lord, Danielle.
I'm having so many ethical dilemmas right now in my mind overall. She's like, one, I'm going to sleep with your brother, and then I'm going to tell you. And
No. She didn't say I'm going to sleep with your brother. She said, I'm going to let your brother sleep with me if he tries, because I thought it was you and only realized halfway through that it wasn't, boo.
Fair enough. Now
him and I are a thing, and what about you?
What if she likes him, the other brother, more?
Well, that's what she's saying. Like,
stupid prizes.
Right. That's the stupid prize. She done left you for your identical brother, because guess what? Everything wasn't identical.
You better call back, Danielle, because
she was nice. I like it. She said it straight up 10 toes.
Like, we're getting too old. I'm like, we're almost in our 40s and 50s, some of us. Still playing these games.
Girl, you preach to the choir. Yes, why?
Yeah, let's get her a theme song. Let's get her a theme song. Matter of fact, she's on day two already.
Girl, dumpster fire dating is nothing but me screaming, aren't you 40? Why are you acting like this?
What is wrong with y'all out here, man?
Then you say, who is your mother? Who are your parents?
Their parents, Danielle, their mothers, their fathers. Like, what is going on?
You're a delight. Call back, Danielle, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Have a great day. Much love. Wow, man.
She said she had an interesting spin, and I'm not going to lie. I didn't know what she was going to say, but it was not that, and I didn't expect that, and I love that. That's hysterical, actually. She's saying,
play them at
their own game, man.
All of a sudden, I was kissing your brother. I didn't realize that. Y'all played the dumb game with me. Y'all the ones that win the dumb prize.
Oh,
ta-da.
Darn, my bad. Oh, well, you know what? We got another caller on the phone. Called 5 days in a row and got his own theme song. You know who it is.
Who?
You know who it is. Hold on.
Oh, snap. Yeah.
Adrian in Milwaukee.
What's going on, y'all?
Welcome back, DZ.
Thank you, Bobby.
Did you hear what Danielle said? It was phenomenal.
Hey, look. Hey, I agree. You want to play a stupid game, you won't win that stupid prize.
I hate that I'm sympathizing with y'all's logic on this one, because it's like this is y'all fault. If y'all don't play with me like this, y'all don't get played yourselves like this.
Danielle really spun it around there. I wasn't expecting that. I mean, Wow.
It is what it is at that point.
Somebody texted in and said, never dated a twin, but Allie's Cleopatra story, when I put the wig on and freaked my ex-husband out, said Allie's Cleopatra story reminded me of the time my brother-in-law smacked my butt thinking I was my older sister. Total accident on his part. We laugh about it now. I would hope the twins in this have matured since high school. Yeah, no kidding.
You got to understand the games you're playing, man. And if it happens as a mistake, that's one thing. But if you're purposefully doing it, and if you're still thinking you're gonna get somebody and that it's funny, you better be ready to laugh when it doesn't go in your favor. I love these spins, y'all. I wasn't here, but I'm here now. I've turned the page. I'm here now.
This is a way to welcome back DZ today.
I swear.
We're back.
Well, we backpack, baby.
All right, Adrian, love you. Bye.
Hey, bye. Be safe.
Be safe.
You too, man. Be easy. We'll talk soon.
Love
much
y'all.
Love.
Love you.
Love, love.
All right, last but not least, we're talking about, could you date a twin? I mean, an identical twin. It's giving her trust issues because she knows they play tricks on people. And by the way, whoever texted in, now everyone's algorithm is going to have triplets. Triplet talk today.
Triplet talk.
Just
wait. We've been saying it way too much. Twin talk. Triplet talk.
It's totally going to be
Twinstagram. Where you at?
Last but not least, Ebony in Milwaukee.
Mom tells me she date both twins on purpose.
Oh, stop it. Leave my boo alone.
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
You know me?
She said, yeah.
No.
Wait, never mind.
She ended up in a throuple with two brothers.
She said, and.
Listen.
And in a tunnel with that.
Look, the only thing I want to know is the other brother single? And if she going to go ahead and just leave my house? Because listen, y'all putting it on the twins, right? I'm putting it on her because it's like you already teach that you got trust issues. He don't got no trust issues. He know he like her.
Wow.
But see, she's presenting issues. So it's like, listen,
Ebony, hold on. Are you in a wind tunnel? What is going on? Where are you? Oh, thank God.
I'm literally on Wisconsin getting my coffee. But anyway, can you hear me?
Oh, my goodness.
She said, I'm on Wisconsin. What?
That's so Milwaukee.
No, but,
that was so Milwaukee, and I love you for that. Go on, Ebony. You were saying.
But yeah, I just kind of feel like she's presenting issues in the relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where she says that she feels like she has trust issues. It isn't even a thing with him. You know what I mean? And I feel like, if she can't get over her own trust issues
it's
with dating a twin, then she needs to leave it alone.
They could be the influencers on TikTok, Instagram, you know, on Triplet Talk, making the content and having fun, laughing about it, but instead she's over-worrying about it when it hadn't even happened, that we know of.
Exactly.
Listen, overthinking will kill happiness real quick.
Oh, Lord.
You're so right. You know what? Preach.
Ebony. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
There was a reason I didn't want to tell anyone about Am I the Jerk today, DZ, before we got into it, because...
What you mean?
Because it involves someone we know. Let's just say that.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Hi, it's me. Yeah. All right, you guys, I have a summer problem, and I want to know if I'm the jerk. And DZ, I told you about this off the air a little bit, but now I'm really going to tell you the story on the air.
Okay, but I'm confused as to how it's a summer problem and not any other time
because
problem.
Because it involves summer, concerts, and vacation, and something naughty I did, and I want to know if I'm the jerk. It's
you
summertime.
Double booked a date.
I double booked with one of my oldest and best friends. And
I thought you were talking about like with a guy.
No, I might have misled somebody. Okay? I might have misled her. This is what happened, everybody. You can always email us. We got so many Am I the Jerks yesterday. It was phenomenal. Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. You guys are gonna have to wait though, because I got bigger problems.
It's us today.
So, one of my best friends from high school, Corey, who I've gone, this is one of the two girls I went to Mexico with. We meet up in Chicago. She lives in Chicago, okay?
Oh, the homie. Yes. I remember. We've talked about her before.
I've known her since kindergarten. I mean, she calls me Allison, okay?
And she also knows DeMonica Steele.
She knows DeMonica. We all know each other because we all grew up in the same town in Southern Illinois. Yes, we all know each other.
If you know, you know. If you know, you know.
So, my friend Corey, she texted me and she said, Biatch, Wu-Tang is coming to Chicago. Are we going? And I said, yeah.
Woo. Tang.
And she told me the date was July 7th, I believe. She told me all of this. And she goes, okay. She goes, I'll buy the tickets. Don't even worry about it. She's like, they're not even that expensive. They're like $40 or something, she says, a piece. I'm like,
Wu-Tang?
I'm like, okay.
So she's like, where are they going
to be? Somewhere in Chicago on the 7th.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. Doesn't even matter.
So I said, of course I'm in. I mean, we graduated from high school in the late 90s. Like, we're going to see Wu-Tang. This is our thing. So I said, okay. Knowing damn well I was considering leaving town that week to go to California to see my sister Penny with the kids. Knowing well I might have been out of town because we had been talking about the show and we were trying to get through Summerfest. And then we've got the 4th of July. I'm going to be in the Oak Creek 4th of July parade at 9 a.m. on the 4th. And
I'm
then,
trying to be there too, dang
I know.
It.
I'll do my best, but I don't know if you're going to be there.
Yeah,
but the point is, I knew that once I got through that parade, that I was released, kind of. I was released from work for a week because we have so many things in the summer.
There's a lot going on.
My schedule is packed right now. Don't even ask to go to lunch. I'm busy. So
I mean, honestly, I'm not there to be much help. Like, you're holding it down strong. You know what I'm saying? But like, that doesn't help. That doesn't help. Let's keep it a buck.
Listen, the show is fine, okay? We're fine, DZ. We have to take a summer vacation at some point.
But we need some time.
We need time. So basically, this is where I want to know if I'm the jerk. I told her to buy the tickets, and I had every intention of going to Wu-Tang with one of my oldest and best friends.
Right.
And she bought them, and she sent them to me, and she goes, done! And I didn't respond, because deep in my gut, I knew I was about to book a ticket to California on the same week, because my sister now had informed me, Penny had said, well, this is the one week I'm free because she's a principal and she works year round. And you get the picture. She has limited vacation.
So she got to be a principal.
So she said, we can hang out from July 4th through the 8th is all Penny could do.
She gave you 4 days. She was like, girl, what you going to do? What you going to do with it?
Swear to God. Then she's leaving town again. So I said, we're in. So I texted Corey last night, finally.
Uh-huh.
And I said, oh, no.
Hey, boo.
I'm so sorry. What did I say? Okay, I'll read the actual text and I'll just keep it real. Girl with 7 exclamation points because you know how I write.
It's important.
And then I wrote, my bad. So, you're going to bleep and kill me. I'm going to be in California now on July 7th with 4 of the yikes emojis.
Yikes faces, uh-huh.
All she wrote back, 2 words.
No worries.
How did you know? She's mad. She's so mad.
Yep, she mad.
Shoot.
Yep.
And I'm mad too, honestly. I want to go to Wu-Tang, but
she's mad.
So she booked the tickets. I told her to book the tickets to this concert, and then I booked a trip to California, and then I said, whoops.
Whoopsie.
Wu-Tang. I should have told her I wasn't sure if I could go, but at the time, I wasn't thinking. And I told her to buy the tickets, and it's not like she can't sell them. See, here
I was going to say, she's got enough time to where she could probably, that's not even a worry there. It ain't about the money.
It's more about like the, she's accomplished.
She set the time aside, and she's good to go. It ain't about spending the bread for the ticket. That ain't it. We know that. But,
DZ, am I the jerk for basically having my friend buy concert tickets and then bailing?
You baited your friend into Wu-Tang
tickets. She baited me. She baited me. She asked to go.
Look at the spin. She asked to go.
Who asked you anyway? Never mind. So, are you going to call me the jerk? Just say it, man.
No, I really can't.
It really was a genuine mistake.
Here's where I'm calling you not the jerk, right? Because I think it's kind of jerky to like double book yourself like knowingly?
Yes.
Slightly.
Fair enough.
But knowing you as a person, you're very animated. you're very, you know, spur of the moment sometimes, especially when people that like you really love like that. So when a deep cut homie goes Wu-Tang, you about to go Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang.
Whoever takes both hands in, up. Do you even know any Wu-Tang songs? I've been alive for 40 years. Of course I do. Come on.
Y'all don't want any of these 36 chambers from her.
Come on, leave me alone.
I was going to say, she got one of the original tapes. Yeah, not the CDs.
And they don't even know what a tape is, so leave me alone, okay?
You know when they said, I let my tape rock till my tape pop? Allie actually knows what that means, y'all.
Forget you, Lisa from Racine. She said, jerk. Who asked you? you anyway, Lisa.
You did, fam. Oh, you better be ready for it. Listen, I'm calling you not the jerk because you get excited about some things sometimes. And you don't think about dates and coincidences, and you don't think about conflicts of scheduling at times. So I've seen this happening with you.
You have seen me do this.
And with us. Before.
I know better.
You know better.
I knew what I was doing.
You can call the jerk, but I'm gonna hold you down as a homie on this one and be like, not the jerk. You just weren't paying attention.
Thank you. I knew you'd come through for me on this. I knew it. Everyone is saying
else will.
No, they're saying jerk on the text. I don't appreciate it. Tanya and Kenosha said huge jerk. You knew and you waited to say sorry. Fine.
Did you know the whole time though? The whole time?
No, I didn't, or else I would not have said, let's do this. I had no idea.
When did you find out? Be honest. When did you realize you weren't going to be able to go to Wu-Tang?
A week ago, and I didn't tell her because I was nervous. So I was avoiding the conversation, but I knew that she had already bought them, and I knew I was leaving town. Okay, fine.
You should have just lied to me, bro.
Now I got to
think about changing my answer. Go to the calls quick before I start switching upside.
Sure.
Bro.
You know what? Damn it. Fine. I'm leaving. What do you guys, am I the jerk? Am I the jerk? Somebody said Penny's the jerk for giving you a 4-day vacation window. Thank you. I knew somebody would come through on my sister.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, DZ, so I want to know if I'm the jerk because one of my best friends that I grew up with said, hey, you know, let's go see Wu-Tang in Chicago. And I went, hell yeah. And she went, I bought the tickets and I went, whoopsie daisy, my bad. I booked a trip to California with my sister. My bad. So I let her book the tickets and then I told her. But I had not booked the trip yet, in fairness. I just thought I might.
You knew the trip was probably coming. You just kind of wanted the fail-safe plan-ish if you didn't.
Well, I mean, come on.
It's Wu-Tang.
It's Wu-Tang. Like, hello? I don't know.
And if they're bringing L.O.D.B., Lil Old Dirty, his baby,
I was
going to
say, ODB's dead. What are you talking about?
Lil Old Dirty.
Wait, Lil Old Dirty performs with him?
His son performs as ODB now. It's amazing. Listen, it's part of the reason
I was a Method Man girl, okay? That was my thing. Let me live.
Hey, he's around.
I know. All right, let's go to the phones and see what everybody thinks this morning, because I'm on one this morning. Hi, Nick and Tosa, how are you? Good morning.
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing good. I said I was not going to ask you guys which way you were going till we were on the air, because I do surprise. Not want you to feel pressured. As DZ said, surprise, surprise. Am I the jerk?
No, I'm 100% the jerk. And let me tell you why.
Here we go.
Tell you why.
He said, let me tell you why.
As someone who's canceled plans on people in the last week and felt horrible about it, I can't let you get away with it. I can't beat him harder.
Oh, it's because you I don't feel bad?
I got to make you stand on business on this one. Please go. Oh, no, please
100%.
Go on, Nick.
No, I feel bad. And she said no worries, which means she's mad now.
She's bothered. Yeah, she's
100% mad.
Dang it. I should have called her. We should have had her on the air. I mean, she's in.
It should worries.
Shoot. Okay, well, Nick, go on.
The worst thing about it is that
she's
sitting there, made these plans. Now, she's probably had a few other people cancel plans on her. She was really excited for your plan, and now she's sitting there and doesn't know what to do.
You're making up things, though, Nick. We don't know if any of that happened. You're just creating scenarios.
Well, you don't know either.
You're right.
I don't know. I'm on Nick's side with this one. She probably had her Wu-Tang shirt ready. Yeah. She had busted out the yellow and black shell toes. You know the ones I'm talking about.
I should have texted her and said
she was ready to wear Tim's tonight, man. And you up and just defrauded her.
She's missing her energy now.
Man.
I'm texting her.
You pulled the rug right from under her. You know what, Nick?
I was texting her. I was texting her that I'm talking about her on the air. You know, maybe she'll jump on the Odyssey app and get my back, but probably not.
This man said unequivocal 100, 1000% jerk, and I just did this myself, so I gotta call you out too. Hey, Nick don't care, bro.
Goodbye, Nick. I'm going to the next one to hope to God they'll help me. Okay, bye.
Much love, man. Appreciate you. He's good.
I love it how you guys were going on, and I'm over here like nervously texting Corey, like, oh my
trying
God.
Trying to do damage control? Like, oh my God. Girl,
oh, she wrote back.
Up.
She's laughing. Okay, she's gonna send a laughy face. Whew.
Only one.
You know what, DZ? Stop.
Was it only one emoji?
You're so annoying. You know what? I'm going to Janine in West Dallas next. Hi, Janine. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Am I the jerk for canceling after my friend bought the concert tickets?
So I love you to death, Allie.
but you are the jerk. And I was torn. I was on the fence because I can see both sides. But, however, you kind of gave yourself away in the beginning when you did say, I kind of knew I already was booked.
It was a possibility.
Yeah.
You know what?
So you could have let her know that from the beginning.
Wait a second.
You could have put her on notice.
Now I'm mad.
You definitely could have said, like, hey, you know, I would love to, and let's, like, book it, like, pencil it in, but I also might be out of state that time. And then you would have been a worry when you booked. Oh, Janine. Right.
You know what, Janine? I'm in my feelings right now because I texted her while all this was going on, and I said, you know, I'm talking about you on Am I the Jerk? She's laughed, and she said, no worries. I'm going with Maggie. She called another friend from high school.
If she hit the other hole,
forget you. You know what? She called somebody else in the crew. Rude. Now I'm mad. I'm left out.
No, ma'am.
You can do it.
No, ma'am. Oh, no, ma'am.
Now I'm pissed.
No, ma'am. You don't get the FOMO now. Oh, you don't get the FOMO.
I'm staying in town, and I'm going. That's it.
You can do. You don't have to make this up with the grand gesture and take her to somewhere better.
You're right. Yep. You're right. Yep. Maybe I should take her to a show. Okay, say less. Thank you. Love you, Janine. Even though you said I'm a jerk. Rude.
Oh, she's standing on business.
Love you, bye. All right, Nick's in Mayville, last but not least. Nick, are you going to come and just sweep me out of the studio now with this? I mean.
Yeah, you're the jerk.
With the soft-spoken sweep, he said, I don't. Sorry about the gap.
Unbelievable.
When she invited you, did she call or text you?
Texted. We text. Come on.
Oh, you do. You're text buddies.
We've known each other our whole lives.
He said, "Oh, you're text buddies."
Shade.
Keyboard warrior. Cancel on your friends.
What a jerk. You know what? You're right. Now you're a jerk for telling me I'm a jerk, Nick.
If you could see the
texting thing, it's one of those things. I think you just call. You know, it's like and you could have did it a week ago.
I could have, but I forgot because the ADHD, I moved on with my life. I forgot. That's my
new
excuse.
You put it on your to-do list that you don't actually put on your to-do list
because
you
don't
think about it. It's in your mental notes, though, not your real notes.
They never got touched after I wrote them down. So
Nope.
Sure yikes. Don't. All right, Nick, I'm the jerk. Thank you for, I guess, calling. Thanks.
We appreciate you, my boy.
Well, one of us does at least. Bye, Nick.
Two of us do. Me and your homie.
Forget you. I was like, who's the second? I got all confused there. I'm like, who else? Who else?
Technically three. Whoever got that extra Wu-Tang ticket.
I hate you so much right now. I mean, I love you, DZ. I love you. Oh, man. All right, fine. I will take the heat on this, you guys, because you're right. It was messed up. And I was kind of bummed. I do have FOMO because I was looking forward. It would have been a fun concert with nostalgia with one of my oldest friends in the world. But it's not going to happen. So
who knows? Maybe
I'll be
you could
fine.
Have interviewed Method Man like you interviewed Genuine.
I would lose it.
Well, now you don't get the chance.
Oh, my God.
Now Maggie gets the chance. Look
unbelievable.
At you.
Fine. All right. You know what? Forget you. Forget you.
That was her name, right, Maggie?
I think so. To 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ on a Wednesday. It's already June 25th, DZ. I cannot believe it. You're almost a month out from your knee surgery, which is crazy.
Listen, we're almost a month out from knee surgery and under
like
a month away from having a four-year-old. Like, I'm in the middle of a, whoa, what's happening right now?
Sammy's going to be four in July 24th. And you know what's
crazy.
Interesting is that you get this as a parent now. You have littles, and mine are older. Owen and Hudson are 11 and 13. I love watching life through their eyes.
It's the best.
Oh, I love watching them try new things, even when they annoy me and they take too long to try something new. But you know what I'm saying?
It's 100%. Patience. Even when I'm impatient, like, I know how to do this better.
Like, if only somebody would have told this dummy. No, I'm just kidding. You know? But they don't know. They're children.
Who raised you?
Yeah, really? Nobody.
Oh, wait, it was me.
Nobody told you how to put a garbage bag in the trash can? What's wrong with
you? Come on, my guy. Who's your parents? Wait a second.
Yesterday, we had to walk over to Hudson's elementary school because he's going into sixth grade, and his school has elementary through sixth. Well, we had to go handle something at the school. Not important what it was. We had to go meet somebody quick. And we
had to handle business.
We had to handle business, and we walked over, and as we were over there for about an hour, and as we walked back to our house, because it's within walking distance, we were walking down the street, and the mailman pulled pulled on our street right as we were walking. And I said, oh, here comes the mailman. Here comes the mailman. You got to run up and get the mail directly from him. Like, walk up and say hi and have him hand it to you. And he's like, what? And I was like, no, I wave to this guy all the time. Like, you know, it's like you just start to build a relationship whether you know them or not.
That's your mailman. No, that's your mailman. The mailman was the mailman. Not to distract. The mailman was the first person that saw me when we got home after my surgery almost a month ago.
See?
Crazy. But he was literally the first person. He was walking up, and I was as I was crutching up, and he was like, how you doing, man? What happened? Were you good, my boy?
I look at my mailman. I'm like, you know everything about my life because you know my schedule. You see me.
We're bonded.
You know what days I'm doing yard work. You know what days I'm inside. You know how many kids I have. You know I'm a single mom. Like, you know all the. You even know my last name and address. Because
I'm giving you water on hot days, my boy. We are bonded. We are like this, thick as thieves.
Basically, you know me better than anyone. So
Whoa.
Nah, that's crazy. So, and the funny thing is, I couldn't tell you his name. I couldn't tell you. I just know that he's there. So he always waves back. He's cool. Well, so yesterday I said, Hudson, you got to run up. He's going to be right at our house as we walk into our driveway. I said, you got to run up. He goes, what? I go, walk up and just take it from him directly and just say, hi, how are you?
So he received the mail, my boy.
The mailman pulls right up to the end of our driveway and I stop him and I go, hi. He goes, hi. I go, Hudson's going to get the mail from you today. A core memory unlocked, having the mailman hand me the mail as a kid. I don't know why I remember this as a kid, but it was a big deal when I walked out and he handed it to me himself instead of the mailbox.
It was empowering.
It was like a whole thing.
Felt like an adult.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, what's in the mail today? What's the paper say?
That part. So I had all the feels yesterday with the mailman, and you're right. They do know a lot about us. It's almost weird. It's almost weird how much I never thought about it, but the mailman knows everything. They know they know your secrets, what you're ordering. Yep. They know the things you're secretly ordering online. They know it all.
Listen, that discreet packaging does not count for them.
No. He knows. So anyway, I was so excited, and I would have had Hudson on, but he's still sleeping because it's summer. And it's 8 o'clock.
Makes sense.
He doesn't care. But DZ,
he's past the point of waking up early, too.
I had to share. I got all of my feels yesterday. Did you get the mailman? Did you, like, know your mailman growing up, or did you
move? Yeah.
Did you live in the same house? Did you move? I mean.
No, we moved around a lot, but I do remember the moments where you wanted to get the mail. You knew nothing was for you.
Nothing
was addressed to you at all, ever. But just the empowerment of grabbing the little stack and like flipping through it when you already knew, like, oh, these bills, pop, 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 this goes here, this is garbage, we could just toss that right out. I want to see the paper. I want to get the comic books out the paper because that's what I'm interested in. These kids don't know nothing about page 13, the comic book section of the newspaper. They don't know nothing about that.
Somebody texted in and said, my husband is a mailman. He loves when he gets to know the people on his route, especially when the kids come to get the mail. It makes their day. Really? Oh,
it makes sense. Think about it. You go for so long. I think that you end up in this realm of now you only put things inside a mailbox.
Uh-huh.
And most people are paperless, so the amount of mail that you're actually delivering, it's diminishing.
Mm-hmm.
All you're doing is giving people a bunch of filler mail and kindling for their bonfires.
Wait. You're right. You're right, actually. And I have something to tell you. Oh, my gosh. I have a second part to this story. How did I forget? I got a card. Look at. Do you see what it says? I got this in my mailbox with no address. You see it? What does it say?
Yeah, that's weird. It says what's your name spelled in two different ways?
It says Allie.
Both are wrong.
Allie. Both are wrong. And there was a card put into my mailbox, and I was scared to open it because
no postage. Yeah, that's
strange.
I don't
recognize the
handwriting. No return address, no stamp, nope. It's nice handwriting, but nope.
Whoever put this in my mailbox did not mail it, but
they
walked it. So, you know what? Give me 3 minutes, and I'll tell you next.
Okay. Is there a mystery with the mailman?
There's a mystery on who left this in my mailbox. And you know what? Hold on. I'll tell you guys.
Run away.
DZ just got to see Post Malone with Jelly Roll in Chicago at Wrigley Field before his big surgery last month. 103.7 Kiss FM. And you said that Post Malone was a great show. And I've seen him twice. Phenomenal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have to give him that. Even though it was like country post, he still did all the hits.
Totally.
I wasn't expecting to hear White Iverson and Rockstar and Sunflower, but he did them. He hit them.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed that show. Before I read the card to you, that was left in my mailbox. Deep breath, DZ. I can see you're in pain. Deep breaths. Deep breaths, my friend. And we let's be real. We bring everything on the air, so whatever. No, I got this note in my mailbox. It was handwritten, and it was dropped off by a person, and I didn't know, because we were talking about the core memory of just knowing the mailman and taking the
receiving mail. Receiving the mail by hand.
As a kid, I watched Hudson do it, and I love seeing life through their eyes, my 11-year-old. Well, I have complained about my neighbor over and over on this show, the old lady. You know who I'm talking about? The one who put up the fence? Yep.
The one about the weeds and the fence.
Yeah, I do something nice and she still finds a way to complain. My neighbors have already checked out. She's like 80. Anyway, so she has been talking to me a lot. She's the one that came into my garage and knocked on my door and I thought she was violating my space. Well, listen to this.
Yeah.
So the other day, so I do all this trash talk and even my kids are annoyed with her. And I see, they don't say it to her face, obviously. They're respectful. Obviously,
they got manners.
I open the card. I'm like, oh no, who is this from? It's from her. She didn't know how to spell my name, which is fine.
It's okay.
And it says on the front, a special note of thanks. Remember, this is the neighbor who's been... who's a piece of work, and it says, a special note of thanks straight from my heart. Thanks for being my lawnmower angel. I think I finally found the correct model. And then she signed her name. I'm going straight to hell, DZ. This was not meant to be a day of Is Allie the Jerk.
Wait, lawnmower angel, what do you mean? Did you mow her lawn or something?
I offered to, but she came over and asked about my battery-operated lawnmower and said, I'm thinking about changing because it's too hard for me to push, and yours seems like you have a nice one. I said, well, my kids will mow your lawn. I don't give a damn. Like, say the word, and I'll send Owen and Hudson over. She's for like, free, well, and so she went out and bought a new lawnmower based on the one I had, and she came
she
over
one
the
one of the electric ones?
Yeah, she came over the other day. She goes, how much? It's so funny, DZ, because she was, this is the kind of thing she does. I pulled into the driveway, right? I've been working. My kids are in the house. I've been at meetings.
Tired.
And I see her running down her driveway because she saw my garage open. And so I scream.
She's been waiting.
With the windows up, I go, what? Because I'm so annoyed, right?
And I think not even hello?
But the windows were up. So I thought she was far enough away, but now I'm wondering if she heard it. Because then I had the card the next day because she walked in and she goes, I just want to ask about your lawnmower again. And then she left me this card, which was unnecessary. So where I'm going with this is, I really feel like she's trying to be friends with me. She gave me a dress. She left me a card. I'm wondering if me and the old lady next door are supposed to be like kindred spirits and like maybe she gets on my nerves because we're alike or something. Maybe there's some kind of bond could be formed and my kids and I could help her, you know, in her
maybe
later
maybe she's
stage.
You from the future.
Maybe.
You just don't know it yet.
But I don't want to be annoying my neighbors like that. So, DZ, I had this hand. Now I feel awful.
No, but it would make sense it would make sense why she's annoying you, because she is you.
She's me.
And knows how to get under your skin. And then she's spelling your name.
She's a single
both
woman.
Wrong, because she knows they're both wrong and that would bother you a little bit.
I feel like I'm being courted by the old lady next door. And I feel like it's really weird because I've talked so much smack now. So now I don't know what to do. Now I feel like I'm not being genuine or something. So now part of me feels like I need to... Put the brakes on it.
Pump the brakes,
and actually stop and take a second. Forget about all the things that annoy me and just start over fresh with her, because I do have to live next to her and maybe she just needs a friend. Maybe.
I feel that. You hit a certain age, too, where it's like your
alone.
Understanding of the world is not the same as everybody else's. You're alone, more or less, because the people around you have, you know,
she has
gone
no reason
and
to
moved
be
on.
In assisted living. She's mowing the lawn at 80, for crying out loud. She's fine.
So, it's like my 90-something-year-old neighbor. Yeah. Like, she's well into her 90s.
It's crazy.
Still more than capable of living and thriving by herself. We saw her on a walk by herself yesterday, like, dang, hurts
really?
Me, dang. Yeah, they're thriving. They're not just surviving, they're thriving. So it's like you almost want to support that, right?
But
it's tough because you guys don't have much in common.
The age gap is
different, bro. But what I would do, I think you said it within this.
I lived
Send them boys
years.
Over there to mow that lawn.
You're right. Do
it's
something
their
nice
It's their
for
time.
Her.
It's their it time.
And they'll learn how to help the community and be a good person.
Yep.
Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
It's your boy, Ryan from Calabama.
Oh, I should have known. I should have known Ryan was going to call in about being a good neighbor. Ryan.
Sounds like you're a mean neighbor. I would watch you as a neighbor.
You know what's so crazy is that this got flipped. Is what's wild about this whole thing is she was driving everybody on the street crazy. Remember, Bob and Carol said they're done. And then now she's courting me, and now I feel horrible. Now I feel bad, Ryan. And now I feel
she
like it all
shift.
Got flipped. It all got flipped.
Can I say that I have the same neighbor on my street? Ooh. But you know what I do? What? I just let it ride and fly because you know dang well that you're doing something good out of the goodness of your
heart. So let it go. Yeah, I needed
just
that.
Let it go.
Mm-hmm. I don't
you
want to go.
You need to quit being a jerk to her and to your friends, and you should have went to the concert.
You know what, Ryan? Forget you. Goodbye. You know what? I'm hanging up on him. I just pulled him down.
Why did we answer his call? That was too much
sense.
No,
that was stupid. Never mind. We were going somewhere great until Ryan called.
Jeez.
All right, I'm going to go do something nice for my neighbor. Love you all. Bye.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Stop talking off the air, DZ. 103.7 Kiss FM. I heard a good story, and I need it on the air now.
Well, you know we can't do that. We're talkers by nature.
It's Allie and DZ. And DZ just said, I need some parenting advice. I said, stop right there. We're going on the air.
Oh, do you? Well, let's get the cavalry together.
Let's talk about it. So, DZ, you're at home with your recovering from your knee surgery, your crazy
Correct.
Knee surgery. You got cartilage and bone put back in. You're trying to regenerate it because you're young. You didn't want to do a knee replacement. But
yep.
You're recovering, and while you're recovering, I see every now and then on the screen, because we can see each other on Google Meet, I can see the babies, your 1 and your 3-year-old, and they're so cute.
Well, they're,
so I don't know what the problem is, because they're perfect.
They're also on summer vacation, because my wife is on summer vacation.
Because she's a
you
teacher.
See how our life's set up, she's a teacher,
third
right?
Third grade teacher at that, so now she's off for the summer, finally.
She's off for the summer, so she's enjoying her time, being at home, not really, because she's having to take care of 3 kids,
well,
a.k.a.
Dude,
me.
Summer's... are rough probably for you guys
yeah.
right now, but in a few years they're going to be a blast.
and their summers are great for
yeah.
us. I mean, and I'm not saying summers aren't hard. Obviously, mm-hmm. like with littles, it changes the way we're able to like do things and the dynamic. But this summer in particularly sucks because of my surgery. Mm-hmm. So my wife's having to deal with a lot of it, right? And one thing we've come across and something that we didn't really have to do and deal with too much with our firstborn, Sammy, our three soon-to-be four-year-old, mm-hmm. is what we're having to deal with Danny, our 18-month-old, one-and-a-half-year-old, if you will. Mm-hmm. He's a climber. He's a climber. You know, think of like cats. You know how there's cat, you know, tree dwellers and bush dwellers and yep. stuff like that? One's a bush dweller, likes to hang out on the ground, and one's a tree dweller, likes to climb through things, right? Danny likes to climb. He's a tree dweller.
He probably saw that because Sammy was bigger, and he had someone to model, and so he yep. was climbing. Like, when Sammy came out, he didn't have anybody to see climbing on things. Nope. Now, Danny's like, oh, my brother's going to do that? I'm doing it.
I'll climb too. Exactly. Oh, you know exactly where it comes from because you watched it with your kids,
yes,
probably.
But is there somewhere you're worried about him climbing, or is it just in general? Because there were things, like, I would find Hudson on the dining room table, literally grabbing the chandelier, and I would be like, get off the table!
Exactly.
And it would happen in 3 seconds, man. 3 seconds.
Or less.
I mean, and I didn't, it's not, I don't know, what he'd be in a diaper up there, just laughing.
Babies are fast. No,
it's
babies
unbelievable.
Are fast. Babies are incredibly fast. And here's the thing, right?
Crazy, that's
what
they are.
To have a gate that separated our kitchen and our living room.
Did you move that gate?
Well, the gate actually broke on us, right, when I was getting surgery. And they've had free range. It was actually nice when I was like in the first stages of recovery, if you will. Like, now I'm getting out of those first stages of recovery. So while I was first recovering, it was nice to not have the gate there because I could move freely with the crutches.
Sure.
But Danny, and Sammy, but Danny's more the problem. He's been able to get to the kitchen freely. He's been able to try to open any cabinet that's open, opening the refrigerator, climbing on stuff. So we went, oh my gosh, we can't keep chasing him back and forth because I can't chase him. It's been on my wife to chase him.
Well, you can't even move. How are you going to chase him? You can barely walk. You're on crutches.
Exactly. So we went. We got a gate back up.
Oh, I was going to say, I'll get you. I was just thinking to myself, I'll get you a gate right now. I'll be right over. No. Okay. So you took care of this.
We got a gate.
Okay.
But now think back to me just saying that Danny is a tree dweller. This man has taken it upon himself to climb the 3-foot gate with absolutely no remorse or regard for human life, aka his own.
I can see him right now, little diaper butt. I can see him climbing over and then the little butt coming down, little baby butt.
Him trying to swing his leg over, because if you've seen a baby climb out of a crib, it's the same process.
Same thing.
He muscles his little body up, and that big old head gets over, and then he tries to muscle that leg over, whichever chunky one gets over first.
That's a doorway.
And it's a panic.
Hold on. So that's a doorway between your kitchen and your living room. Maybe we just put a door there.
Fully enclose it.
And then take it off in a couple years and be like, screw it. Dad had to because of the knee surgery, kid.
If we can get a farm style, the ones with the rails, I wouldn't be opposed to that,
actually. Wait a second. Could you put one of those doors that slides, or do you not have space?
Yeah, we have space on the other side of that wall. That's what I'm saying. Like, if we could get that, if we could, because I don't hate that idea, and that would stop him from getting over. We know a few guys,
Ryan,
actually.
You know a lot of people, but let's be real. You know, Ryan from Alabama, come put a wood door in TZ's house right now.
You talking about the barn style doors that have the roller, right?
Love
the rails at the top and bottom.
Love them.
I think those doors are absolutely amazing.
So
they
neat.
Technically. Yep,
they
give
character.
Yep.
You live in Bayview. It would give more character to your
Add
house.
Add value to the home.
Oh,
add character.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm here for it. I'm down for it.
Yeah.
But that's not going to happen today right now.
Okay, fine. No door. Fine.
And this man is relentless. So, I mean, if the gate is closed, if the gate is open, he wants the challenge of closing the gate to climb over it. My wife said he literally did that this morning.
He likes it.
He wants the challenge and the giving us the heart attack of watching him climb and almost face plant from 3 feet up. Listen, 3 feet as a 1 foot tall person is a long distance to fall.
Mm-hmm. No, but he doesn't seem to be fazed.
He's unfazed. That's the thing. So I need the advice from the parents that have this experience. We have minimal climbing experience with this man. We turned his crib into a toddler bed because he was doing way too much climbing. But now he's doing too much exploring in the kitchen, so we got to deter him somehow from getting in the kitchen, but we also don't want the risk of him climbing a 3-foot drop. We're screwed.
Yeah, you're screwed. I have an idea. I'll tell you next. Wait, no, I don't mean you're screwed. I mean, I have a solution. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, thank you.
You know what? The phones are ringing. You guys want to give GZ advice on how to get this kid? Because we're not dealing with Picasso anymore. Remember when Sammy put his poop all over the walls and you were in hell? Now we're past that. Now we have the problem of Danny, the baby, now climbing climbing out over everything, no matter what it is, which would be fine, except DZ can't move.
Well, yeah. Yeah, well, I'm not trying to deal with Salvador Poopley anytime soon. So hopefully middle fingers up and fingers crossed that doesn't happen to us, because Picasso is enough for a few lifetimes.
All right.
But we got a climber. We got a tree dweller, man.
I have this advice, and maybe we'll see what everybody else says, because I do have an idea.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I might be way off. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
What's good, chat?
What's going on? Somebody texted in second kid energy in all caps because we're talking about DZ's kids and how the youngest one, Danny, who's 18 months, won't stop climbing on things. Hold on, though. Somebody texted in and said they do have taller gates the people use for cats.
Oh, give them a bigger challenge. Great.
They said if you Google, it's just like a really tall baby gate.
That's what we already have. It's a giant gate. How much taller do you want? It comes up to my hip.
You know what? Now I'm annoyed. Ryan from Alabama texted in and said, we can do the door Friday. What would you like? Ryan, where were you when I asked for a new fence and you said no? Where were you? And now he's coming to fix your door. Rude.
Oops.
I guess you're getting
a barn door.
You got time Friday. On Friday, and I'm going to be there for it to give him hell the whole time, let me tell you. All right. Forget you, Ryan. Who asked you? Let's go to one of our regulars. She's got some advice for you because you guys are struggling with him climbing everywhere. Where is Danielle's theme song?
What? It's at the bottom.
Oh, thank you,
DZ. The blue road.
Yep, there we go. Thank you.
The blue road.
Thank you.
Hey. What up, twin?
I love it how only you and I can speak that radio language, and I knew exactly what you meant on the bottom row. Hey, Danielle.
The bottom blue row, the new row. Yeah,
I knew
Danielle.
What you meant. Hey, Danielle. Oh, wait. I didn't turn her up. She's probably going, hello. Hello.
She knows.
I'm the pilot.
Hello.
My bad. I can hear you now, actually. You sound great. Hi, Danielle. So what's your advice for DZ? His 18-month-old won't stop climbing over the gate, climbing over everything. What does he do?
Have you ever heard of the Dutch door?
A Dutch door?
Hooter? No, I'm Colombian.
A Dutch door.
I'm like American, and I don't know what
door,
that means. But it's
what's that?
Yeah. So it's got a set of handle, like doorknobs on the top and doorknobs on the bottom, so you can open the top half and see who's on the other side.
Jinx.
He can't get through.
Like a barn door. Almost like a horse. How the horses look
the
over the top.
Doors.
The stable door. Thank you.
Yeah, like a stable door. Those are called Dutch doors?
They're becoming an in thing.
Apparently. Wait, who said they're an in thing? I've never seen one in a house, but I'm into it.
You can find them on Pinterest everywhere. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Are people doing it to get the kids to stop? Like, are they using it as a blocker? Oh, they are back. They're only...
Animals.
Oh, they're only $1,800, DZ. I'm kidding. On Wayfair.
I'm sure you can have Ryan and Alabama come over and fabricate your existing one. All you need is like an extra set of hardware.
$245 unfinished on Wayfair. Danielle's right. We got a door for you.
On Wayfair. Wayfair, you got just what I need.
I got solutions. This is how it works.
You better come over and put it up then if you got the solution. That's part of the solution.
You get the door, I'll be there and I'll put it in.
I got it. I'm like, we need you to install it too, Danielle.
Right. I got no racing.
I can come over.
Forget all y'all. Everybody's
We've got solutions.
Over. I love
I'm getting
our
a better. Who's got the better quote?
Danielle and Ryan, duke it out.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.